Welcome to the City's Backyard with Matt the Z-Man Zacho, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The City's Backyard starts now. Welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of the City's Backyard. It's the mini edition as we say goodbye to 2020. And our special guest tonight is TV man Peter Rotondo, who works at a TV network in New York City. And instead of being in the backyard, we are actually in New York City. Peter, welcome to the show. What can you tell me about what's going on tonight?
The streets are sort of empty. It's the weirdest thing to watch New York City empty. Literally, it's New Year's Eve, and there's nobody around except people that have been especially invited to this particular party going on here, which is with no one. It's just surreal, and I'm telling you, it's just like, it's like a movie. I'm like, I'm in a movie. I always like to watch movies, and suddenly I'm in it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a movie, you know, and I'm waiting for somebody to tell me it's a joke, but... It's still happening. You can feel the excitement in the air, and you can feel the fact that we're getting ready to say goodbye to 2020. People following rules, people following masks. I see a lot of people trying to get in here, and the police, of course, tells them no, you can't get out. It's a really tight security. Let me tell you, really tight security. There are cops literally every block. Everything is blocked. I mean, it is really a surreal look here in New York City, the capital of the world, Times Square, and it's just, again, it's just, it is weird seeing Times Square, New York City empty. So, but like I said, go ahead.
No, so you're up above looking down, because I saw when you checked in, I saw the camera view. For the listeners that can't see you right now, because this is only audio, describe how you're looking down on Times Square. Your job tonight is to get footage of the ball dropping and the whole festivities of New Year's Eve, but nobody's down there. So like you said, it's bizarre, right? So you're up top somewhere?
Right, I'm on top, and we happen to be here in this particular section of Times Square, and we have a beautiful view of it, in which we can see far away and usually fill the streets filled with people. Now they're empty, except for maybe some police lights on here, on and off. You can see some people here, maybe one or two per block, you know? And then you get to the section where the gathering is, where they're gonna have some dancing or some, you know, TV shows.
Entertainment.
For the entertainment for the viewers. But other than that, it's just plain empty. And from up here, it's just a beautiful view of a very surreal Times Square. Now, I've been down there. I've been in the middle of it. And at one point, when I walked into the middle of Times Square and I saw, looking down at the ball, I was like just in awe of how empty it was. It was just a feeling of just... The sound itself is different. The sound was really weird. It's just like, it's just air.
It's just really quiet.
Yeah, it's just quiet to what I'm usually used to when I've done, you know, New Year's Eve gatherings here in Times Square, which is unbelievable. And I've been on roofs, I've been on rooms, I've been on balconies, and I've been in the middle of Times Square, running around from one end to the other, and it was nuts. There's nothing going on, but yeah. It's a feeling in the air, knowing that this crazy, dumb year is going away, and we have a brand new year coming in which we can reset ourselves and get going again, and looking forward to a brighter future for everybody.
So normally when you're down there, and you've done this before, normally when you're around Times Square with your camera and you're getting footage for that TV network in New York City, you're usually mobbed trying to get through people, and it's just a madhouse. And now it's just the total opposite extreme. You're free to go anywhere, you know, with your TV pass, of course. But it's basically you and policemen, right?
Yes, yes. Let me tell you, the policemen are super nice, super gentlemen. They're professionals. They always have been. They never, ever have done anything that I can say negatively in all my years working in New York City alongside the blue guys. And let me tell you, they are, like, as you always, professionals and right, you know, It's just us. It's just us here. And like I said, there are people that are trying to get in, and you know, you can feel the police presence, and right away when somebody encounters the police, that's not a problem. People are very happy to comply, and you know, they understand what's going on.
Do you see them setting up for, you know, the rockin' New Year's Eve, Dick Clark's?
Yes. We'll be here. I'll be here all day, and I see them set up, and they're doing takes here and there, so I've been watching all that.
So basically, they're doing a lot of pre-taping, and then they're going to go live when the ball drops, and then they've got all these pre-tape segments that they've been doing throughout the day, and you've been down there just watching that without a crowd, basically, right?
So Exactly. I mean, they got special guests here, special guests there, but it's very spread. And there's still a section of Times Square where there's actually some small crowds, but again, it's sort of dispersed. You know, that's what I've seen so far. I don't know if that's going to change in the next hour or two, but as the night progresses. But right now, what I'm watching is just
quiet.
Times Square, a different world.
So Peter, before we let you go, because we know you got to get back to work, what would you say to all these people that, you know, normally would either go to New York City and go down to Times Square and enjoy the festivities, or even the people that are home watching on TV, feeling kind of you know, just lonely? Quarantined. I mean, it's a strange New Year's Eve for everybody, not just for you down in Times Square. But what could you say to all those people that feel like they might be missing something?
You have to live the moment. We're here right now, and we have to live the moment and understand that this is going to end. This is the moment for us to get ready, because what's ahead is going to be fantastically awesome. This is the moment where you have to find who you are, your center. This is the moment. If you ever had a moment to find your center, right now, this is it.
All right, Pietro. We're talking to Pietro, a.k.a. TV Man, coming live to us from Times Square in the Big Apple. And we appreciate you checking in. And we're trying to just keep people company, Pietro. So that's the idea of tonight, just getting you know, just a little bit of information from you of what's going on down there. Just talking to you right now, I feel more connected, and I don't feel like I'm missing that much now, because you've just told me like there's not a lot going on. So if anything, it's going to make people feel better that are at home alone and feeling weird like you down in the Big Apple. So we appreciate that you've checked in on the city's backyard. Even though you're not in the backyard, you're right there in smack dab in the middle of New York City.
This is TV Man. The backyard is the world. So don't be surprised if I call you to let you know I'm in your backyard right now.
You're not in the backyard. You're in the front yard. All right, my man. Stay safe out there in Times Square.
All right, Matt. Happy New Year to everybody. Take care.
That puts a wrap on another edition of The City's Backyard, a podcast with Matt the Z-Man Zacho. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.